I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Citizens of the Democratic Republic of Congo are still waiting for the December 30th presidential election results. This extra delay has people anxious and uncertain. But how does this impact Christians in the country? Open Doors USA's Dr. David Curry tells us.
The Catholic Church, which has a lot of influence in that country, has stepped forward. They've been observers of the election, and they are really calling to account with these observers the honesty and the clarity that is needed for the election to be valid. It's just caused a lot of unrest in the Christian communities right in the middle of it.
Curry says a lot of people fear a fallout once the election results are released. If the results are viewed as invalid, there could be a backlash against Christians. So pray for peace in DR Congo and for the safety of Christians there. And Forgotten Missionaries International has a goal to expand the work in Indonesia. They want to see a 20% increase of church planters throughout the country. FMI's Bruce Allen tells us.
When we consider the very distinctive nature of Indonesia, that it's made up of 6,000 inhabited islands, that's more than just what one board operating from one island can handle, overseeing operations on other islands. So we now have done that division of the cell, and we've multiplied so that there are two leadership teams operating on two different islands in order to oversee the work.
So it'll take a commitment of about $120 a month per church planter to see FMI's goal succeed. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So you can join us here or on our social media network or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, Great Commission happens. So look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.